Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to a very special Valentine's Day edition of Arts and Seizures. Sorry to report that Mike Edison will not be joining us today because he's on the, he told me a sports term to use for the disabled list for a couple weeks, but instead we're joined by my fetching co-host Lux Alptrum of a Fleshbot and Nerve and a lady around town. Welcome,
and
Lux.
And frequently seen on this show, although the first time since it's become Arts and Seizures.
Welcome. It's a lot different, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Totally. The pizza's fancier.
Totally fancier. Yeah, but you know, the boar is still here, though, the stuffed boar head.
Yes.
Oh, and our pizza's here quickly. Wow. They're like hot babes in the studio because we have two beautiful guests also to talk about Valentine's Day. Rachel Sugar, who writes for The Date Report, Nerve, Swimmingly. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi.
And Ashley Montgomery, who's a co-owner of one of my favorite stores in Williamsburg, Shag. Welcome.
Hi.
So we're talking about Valentine's Day. This is our third Valentine's show. The first one we had the newlywed game with Boss Hogg and Christina and John Martinez, John Spencer and Christina Martinez, who've been married for like 20 years. Failed. They lost, you know, they lost the game. And then last year we had Sad Valentine's Day with Scream Along with Billy and my friend Peg Simone playing sad love songs. But this week we're going to get a little more practical about Valentine's Day. What about Lux? I know you're madly in love with a lovely young gentleman. What do you guys have planned for the big day?
Nothing, because he actually works on Friday evenings. Because he does, like, weekend shift at his job, so he will not be available on
Are you going to have
Friday
a tantrum?
Evening. No, because I don't care. Actually, so here's a good story. I started dating this person last February, and so our second date was February 12th, and we were out at this bar, and he was pretty shy, so we still hadn't kissed yet, and I had no idea what the whole deal was. And at one point, he's like, oh, he gives me this, like, little, like, ribbon rose. And he's like, oh, will you be my Valentine? And I was just so confused and kind of put off. And I was like, oh, I don't do Valentine's Day. Like,
I'm a little too cool
sorry,
for you,
like,
sir.
That's just not my thing. Because I just, like, didn't know what was going on. And I was like, oh, God, this guy, like, I don't know what his deal is. But he's clearly, like, trying to make me his girlfriend already. And this is just weird. And then later, like, when we were actually boyfriend, girlfriend and all that, I talked about this, and he's like, oh no, like, my friend just told me that's like a cute thing to do to girls. And I was
aww,
like, no, not me. Wrong girl.
Actually, you're quite pregnant. Are you going to give birth on Valentine's Day, do you think?
That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Not quite. I hope not, because the baby would be way too early.
Okay.
If that was the case. I'm 7.5 months pregnant.
Okay, I'm bad at gaging.
Yeah.
No idea.
I just look really fat.
No, you don't look really fat.
I'm just kidding. I just look really pregnant, which is good.
You're one of those thin girls who just has the belly. So
Yeah, so we, you know, Shag usually has an event on Valentine's, and we unfortunately are not able to do it this year. We couldn't find a venue to host it. So we're actually, you know, off work for the first time
in
years. And so we can celebrate with our significant others. So I think I might just stay home. Actually put on some, like, pregnant lingerie and,
sexy. You know,
like, enjoy the last few weeks of being able to have sex.
Right. So what is pregnant lingerie like? Like, do they make actually sexy pregnant lingerie? Or is it, like trying to make you look like a wedding cake?
It's like, instead of crotchless, it's, like, tummyless, you know?
So you paint a little something on your... Have you gotten into that at all? Like... Those weirdo...
Like henna designs, yes. On the tummy. Not quite, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe with, like, my girlfriends or something.
And Rachel, what are you doing with your boyfriend? I heard getting engaged is a really good idea for
him. Yeah, his mother thinks that's a great idea. We are going to watch House of Cards because they have generously put it out on Valentine's Day, which solves, like, all of the potential problems with Valentine's Day for everybody, for like any status of your relationship. So I think we're going to get pizza with no cheese on it, and then we are going to watch House of Cards. And he thinks that he's like pretty against binge watching as a concept and thinks that we should like exercise self-control. So I think we'll probably watch like 2 episodes of House of Cards. And that is kind of my ideal. I think that solves a lot of problems.
I guess vegans are known for self-control.
Yeah. Your pizza with no cheese, your only 2 episodes of the show, even if it's really good, like a really good cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah. You just have to, like, meet it out. We'll talk about it. It's like a good way to, it's like school, kind of. Like
Does not sound like Valentine's Day at all.
It's gonna
be great. Are you at least gonna get laid? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I will say, because I know you hear like, oh, vegan, oh, not binge watching, oh, all this impulse control, oh, the sex must be terrible. I will say some of the best sex I've ever had was with a vegan straight edge dude. And I was like, oh, it's because like all the other passions are repressed that this is your only vice.
True. I was on a cleanse once and I was like, I'm so sexually charged right now.
Because you're like, this is all I can
no
do.
No alcohol, no food.
Give me your dick.
Give it to me.
Sorry.
Anyway. Not that
sorry,
you guys FCC. Are going to be like
that. What can, like, I hope you guys are going to at least stay open until 7 or 8 on Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll be up until 9 at Shag on Valentine's Day.
So what can, like, a clueless partner come in and get? Like, say your girlfriend wants something, you know, or you're just late.
We put together a little gift guide this year, which is great. It has like 15 items on it. Everything from fuzzy handcuffs, which is always nice, not too hardcore. We do have some hand-dyed hemp rope available if you do want to get a little bit more into bondage. We also have a write your own erotica. So it's with Friction Fictions. And you can, it's sort of like one of those childhood stories where you create your own ending. Choose your own adventure. But, so you can, like, you plug in your lover's name, you plug in activities you guys like to do or fantasies that you have, and you write your own erotic poem and, you know, little story to your lover. So that's really cool.
So it's like sexy Mad Libs?
Kind of. Except not so bizarre. we also are working with Marquis de Luna, and he does aphrodisiac chocolates.
Oh,
so
that's perfect.
That's a personal favorite of mine, with a little massage candle and, you know, nothing too outrageous unless you want to. And then, of course, we've got floggers and lingerie and all kinds of sex toys. The We Vibe 4 is out.
I took a friend in there because she was in her 40s. She never owned a vibrator before. I'm like, how is this even possible? Like, so I was like, I got her a little liquored up. I took her to your store. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice one. This is a cute one. You know, like your run-of-the-mill vibrators. She goes right to the glass dildos. I was like, that's like kind of not really beginner material, I feel like. But she, like, it spoke to her. She got one.
Some people just aren't into vibrators. And, you know, hey, maybe she knows that about herself.
Why do you think it's not a beginner thing?
It just seemed a little more...
intimidating.
Like, yeah.
Well, a dildo is different than a vibrator.
I think it doesn't move.
Right.
I feel like for some people, like, vibrators seem more intimidating because, like, dildo, if you've had sex, it's like, oh, I understand putting a thing inside myself.
But a glass one? Like, moving, I don't know. That just seemed like to up it a few notches.
They're so pretty, though.
They are pretty. Yeah. They're sleek. They're smooth. They're clean.
You know, maybe I need to go shopping.
I mean, I have a really nice curved glass dildo that I really like. I tend to...
You must have, like, every sex toy on the planet.
It's gotten to the point where sex toys are not interesting to me because I'm like, I have so many under my bed and I never use them because I have so many that it's just like, ugh. But when I use them, I'm like, oh, this is nice. So the glass ones, I have a really nice one. And this nice, like, ridged glass one that, like, I don't even remember how I got it and I've never seen it for sale anywhere. But it's remarkably great.
And they're also lightweight, you know. So they...
And they're really hard to break, too, right?
They are. They're actually made out of Pyrex. Okay. Or the same type of glass that's made, you know, that makes kitchenware and things like that. So they're not going to break easily.
They're probably oven safe.
You can use any kind of lube with them. I'm a big fan of glass dildos myself, yeah.
Consider me schooled.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that's like sound really weird, but the people who are making them know what they're doing. So like glass dildos, wood dildos, like they tend to actually be pretty cool. Because they're not, like, making some creepy splintery thing to just shove inside yourself.
That's good to know.
Thank goodness.
Imagine getting that splinter out.
Endorsing.
It's a whole other type of pleasure and pain, yeah. Like, oh, no thanks.
No. So, Rachel, you write for this place owned by How About We, which is a dating site.
Yes.
Before we get into where we should take our dates this Valentine's Day, because I just canceled my reservations for dinner. I just don't want to be out with a bunch of annoying couples. But we're gonna hear a song so we can think up good places to go. This is by one of my favorite bands, The Damned. It's called Love Song. Can you get that going, Evan? Thank you.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Dave Vanian, I love you. When I saw The Damned when you guys were in utero, I was with this boyfriend and I was like, we're going to go see every single show they do on the East Coast and you're going to drive me. And he did. It was very fun. Anyway, so while we were having the little Dave Vanian Damned break, we thought up some places to go for Valentine's Day and we all decided we're going to take a group trip to a strip club. What could possibly go wrong?
I love that idea.
I mean,
or maybe even a few strip clubs, like one dance and out, one and out.
And just take give a us tour, all your strip club tour.
Yeah, I guess they're all like on the west side now, right?
There's a lot of them in Queens. Yes. They're kind of like either on like 11th Avenue or Queens. I think there's like one, I think Rick's might be on 6th Avenue, but like Giuliani sort of pushed them to the margins.
Right, the Queens ones. There's one on the highway in Queens where it's also like, it's not a Home Depot, but it's like a home store too. It's so like Hose and Home or something. It's really cheesy. But I mean, I haven't been to a strip club in a really long time, but they used to be kind of grungy and fun. Like, you know, I had a bunch of friends who were dancers and stuff, and they had like real boobs and some were like chubby, some are skinny. You know, they're all pretty, but
the one I hear the best about is Pumps.
Same with me, yeah.
Pumps, we like Pumps.
I've been to Pumps.
I have never been, but I hear raves about it, and I know former dancers, and like people are just like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I have been to ones that just seem very sad. And then there's the whole thing of like the gown clubs, which is what a lot of like the West Side.
What are the gown clubs?
It's like, okay, as someone who works in the adult industry, I have gotten numerous press releases from strip clubs about how awesome their steakhouses are.
Yeah, I don't want to eat
so all like, the boys club.
Kind yeah, of thing. It's like yeah. gown clubs. Like it's actually a whole class of strip club where like the strippers are all expected to wear evening gowns.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, and then you have like the high end. Steakhouse and this and that, and that's like I feel like that is probably what the Hustler Club is like.
Like at Billy's that used to be on 6th Avenue, they'd have a buffet, like a free buffet, and that was back in the days of pubic hair, and I always thought that was a dicey proposition. Like,
wow,
I just don't want to eat in a strip club, really.
Yeah, it's like let's keep our eye on the target here.
Yeah, yeah. Like you eat, then you go to a strip club, or you go to a strip club, then you eat.
Is
right?
Pussycat Lounge still around?
Oh, that was all the way downtown, right?
Yeah, I feel like it was like this quintessential, like, hip New Yorker experience of going to a show at Pussycat Lounge and going to the strip club instead of the
right
the, show space.
I'm sure it's gone. I'm sure it's, like, pricey condos now, like everything. So what do you guys think of, like, okay, so a restaurant. We had reservations to go. Sorry, vegans. We were going to go get steaks at Homestead Steakhouse. But I thought better of it, and I was like, fuck that. I don't want to be around a bunch of corny couples with like single red roses and
mm-hmm.
What kind of restaurant would be a good one? Date Reporter, you should know this.
Well, I think I want a restaurant that's like an experience, that's like I think this is a time to go to like Shree Papai in Queens or like do something that's like weird. I mean, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I think the other option is to go for something that is really like roses, but do it with like attitude. With like sort of an awareness in a gown,
yes.
Like just kind of go for it. I think that's what I want to either like not go for it or like hyper go for it. But I don't want to hit a like it's Valentine's Day, so we're going to
Applebee's.
A restaurant because that's what
we're
going to
split a blooming onion.
I feel like Valentine's Day is really comparable to New Year's Eve mm-hmm. in that it's a sort of like amateur night of X experience. So like New Year's Eve is like amateur night of partying. And this is sort of like amateur night of being romantic, because I am all for being romantic and having awesome experiences and all that. The idea of doing it on a mandated day is a little bit off-putting to me.
Yeah, and they both end up kind of as tests. Like, it ends up like, are you romantic? Like, what kind of person are you involved with?
Are you fun?
Yeah, and then New Year's is like, are you fun? Are you cool? Like, are you worth it?
Yeah.
And I think both of those holidays can be really fun, but I think you have to, like, somehow miss the middle zone and either, like, go under or way over.
Yeah, as sure as you're really, really rich, Valentine's Day is awesome.
everything's like, awesome if you're like, really, really rich.
I don't know if anyone watched 30 Rock, but there was one with Valentine's Day where he's, like, buying... He gets reservations at some place with, like, $1,000, like, gold leaf-plated sundae. Like, that would be awesome. I would do that. That
would
be
do
a
that
way to
any
do Valentine's.
Day. I had a Valentine's once where it was like, do you even know who you're going out with? He got me a white teddy bear. Like, I have a pathological hatred for stuffed animals. It was a white teddy bear holding a red heart that said, like, be mine or something.
And it wasn't supposed to be ironic.
Mm-mm.
No.
Actually, my favorite Valentine's gift was from a friend, and I don't know if anybody else remembers these, but there's a company that makes these little stuffed teddy bears, and they're holding a heart, and it says, shit bitch, you is fine. Okay. So my friend Wendy a couple years ago got me a shit bitch bear, and I was like, yes, best Valentine's ever!
I think we might need to look into those at Chegg.
No, because I had seen them, they were like an internet thing like 10 years ago, and then it's no longer there, which makes me really sad, but there was this place on Clinton, originally it was like J by S, or it was Jaeger Sloan, and then it was like General Store, but they had like it was like art space slash store, and they had a window display with all these shit bitch bears like 2 years ago. It was amazing.
I had a really good Valentine's Day with my current boyfriend. 1 year. I think it was like the first year we were together. He knew that I loved Steve Buscemi and I loved Reservoir Dogs. So I came home and he was dressed up like Steve Buscemi and Reservoir Dogs, or like any Reservoir Dog, really. And he got me the box set and he had like caviar and champagne.
How was
really
he dressed? Hold on, in a dark suit. Okay.
He could have been dressed like Michael Madsen too, or okay. Harvey Keitel. I chose to think of him as Steve Buscemi-ish.
Okay, all right. Mr. Pink.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. Like, he gave me Mr. Pink for Valentine's
Day.
That's
great.
That's adorable.
That's probably so my only good Valentine's. Like, my only one that stands out. Well, I haven't had shitty ones, but that was, like, the coolest one by far. Like,
I once did a picnic in the bedroom. That was great.
That is good.
We got, like, cheeses and wine and just chilled out in the bedroom and played board games, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it's not usually, like, the big crazy expensive gesture that makes a Valentine.
Yeah, no, I years and years ago with a different partner, he took off work that day and we like got brunch and then we went to the carousel in Central Park and like went shopping. And it was just sort of like, oh, we're just hanging out and spending the day together, and I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. So you're not doing anything this year?
I have no plans. I could get surprised. I prefer to be romantic every day.
Oh, God. You've only been together a year, honey. Talk to me in 9 years.
No, I'm not that romantic most of the time. But I just, you know, I'm like, if I'm going to be romantic, it's going to be spontaneous and not, like, planned in that
prescribed
way. Yeah, exactly.
Besides, you'll be out at the strip club.
I know, probably, yeah.
Like you and me, girl.
Pregnant lady at the strip club.
Awkward.
As long as you're not dancing, which you might be if you worked at Pumps.
I promise that I wouldn't, yeah.
I mean, if you need the money, I support that life choice.
Yeah. At Pumps, I was there once, and it was these two beautiful women who, one was from, they were both from Brazil. They were an aunt and niece team, which I thought was kind of, like, that was pretty interesting. Huh. I wouldn't be comfortable doing that with my aunt. No. I don't know.
Would you be comfortable doing it without your aunt?
Probably not.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Maybe 20 years ago, maybe. I don't know. But no.
That would be kind of a fun Valentine's, like an amateur strip club night, you know, where like the girls get to take their boyfriends or their partners out to a strip club and do like amateur stripping at a strip club.
Like, honey, I'm just going to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute.
Then you're like, you know. That would be hilarious.
Why are you wearing that fancy gown?
Yeah.
I still don't get the gown thing. Men don't give a shit about gowns.
I think it's, I don't know, maybe it's to be like, we were actually debutantes before we decided to.
But it seems like the best thing about being a stripper is that you don't have to wear a gown.
You don't have to wear anything.
Right.
That's the point.
Well, like, that's why most of the girls I know don't like the gown clubs.
That's a big investment. I mean, plus you have to, like, pay the house, you have to pay the lady.
Well, I think that's part of it. So, like, the strip clubs have their in-house retail store. And so they're like, get the guy to buy the gown and the stockings and the, you know? So it's like, it's an add-on for the strip club.
Yeah, and the girls probably still end up paying for it, you know? Yeah. Like,
somehow or another, I'm sure.
Women getting screwed. God damn it.
Not in a good way.
Not in the way we want.
What about like a dive bar? That to me sounds like a fun Valentine's.
I had an accidental Valentine's date at a dive bar. Like two years ago, I was on a second date with someone and we were just like, it was like, oh yeah, we liked hanging out each other the first time. Like, let's make a second date. Like, oh, what about Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday's good for me. And then we got on the date and we're like, this is Valentine's Day.
You love me.
We forgot. And then there was an awkward hookup, and I never saw that person again. But, yeah. But it was at a dive bar, and that was actually kind of nice, because it was totally empty.
Yeah, I mean, that would be low pressure. I mean, yeah. It's probably a sporting event. Doesn't have many Valentines there, either. I would guess. I don't know.
Maybe, just single guys or something like that.
Yeah, you could hook up on Valentine's
Day. Hey, that could be, like, a good spot for a single girl to go.
Yeah. With a sports fan, though, then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, but it'll be like Olympics fans, so that's different.
Ooh, are the Olympics going on during?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is anybody doing Valentine's Day Olympics celebration?
I'm boycotting the Olympics.
For good reason.
Yeah, I mean, they're anti-gay, dog-killing.
It's ridiculous.
That's enough for me. I don't need to watch sports anyway. But
I can't say I'm boycotting the Olympics because I never watched the Olympics, and boycott, like, implies that I'd be watching them otherwise.
Okay, so, like, I usually just watch figure skating and luge, but I'm not watching them. I refuse.
Nice.
I'm principled.
I think a dive bar would be a great date. And I think, you know, you can add a little something, bring a little box of chocolates, have chocolates
Stop
and beer.
Check
chocolates
first.
And beer. There you go.
Get but, some lovely jewelry and lingerie at Shag.
Yeah, you guys have great jewelry and cards too. Like, yeah. You know, I always buy cards there.
Oh, the cards are really good.
I yeah. like how it feels I like laugh at them a boutique time. That happens to have sex toys more than like sex toy store.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice. It just feels like a generally sexy shop.
Yeah. And your dog, is it your dog or your partner's dog?
It's Sam's dog, Pearl.
Love the dog.
Yeah, she's our mascot.
She's great.
My accountant has a dog like that, just like a big lumbering sweetheart. So it makes doing your taxes very relaxing. Well, you know, it's a tense time. Let's see. Okay, so what else do we have? Oh, the fancy bar. I think a fancy bar is nice, too. Like, except it's probably crowded.
Yeah, I feel...
Like a fancy hotel bar or something like that. It's a piano
one of those
bar.
Where it's like, what is good versus what do I want? And I feel like going to a fancy bar, it would probably be way too crowded. And like anything that's like really nice, unless it's one of those things where it's like, oh, we're going to charge you $200 and you know that it's a limited number of people. Like if you're trying to do a nice thing and you haven't planned ahead, if you show up, I feel like it's just going to be a headache of all these people who are like, yeah.
I feel like a fancy bar would be more fun on, like, a random Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. So what would your ideal Valentine be if your Valentine could get off work early? He might be listening, looking for tips on how to please his lady love.
I mean, I'm also... So I just like to avoid crowds in general.
I'm so glad you said that, because you're a youngster, and I fucking hate crowds.
No, I've, like, since I was, like, 16, I've always felt, like, really old, because I'm like, I don't really like... crowds and loud noise and this, that, and the other thing. But no, I mean, I personally am a fan of... It's not how much money you spend, it's how much effort you put in. So I would love to be, like, cooked for and, like, have the home-cooked meal and...
And the gold leaf sundae.
Of course. A home-cooked gold leaf sundae.
That's what I want now. Now that you've put that into my world.
But no, I would just like to be shown a nice time at home, I think. Especially, you know, if I want to be taken out to a nice restaurant, I would rather that not on Valentine's Day.
So I think we're okay. Once we go to the strip club, we'll probably just go home afterwards, right, ladies?
Yeah, go home, have a nice cooked meal.
Rachel will be watching House of Cards with no cheese.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't be vegan. It's like the cheese.
The cheese thing. The cheese factor.
No more fondue. I think I would die. Like, not that I... eat fondue more than like once a year.
Yeah, but it's nice to have the option.
Yeah.
But you can go off.
Yeah, well, I can't because I don't eat dairy anyway. So it's like, so I'm in a position where this is not a sacrifice for me.
Okay.
So, but I understand, I conceptually understand that fondue is probably great.
What about online dating to get yourself a Valentine? Do you think there's still time? Do you think that's too much pressure?
I think you could like sell it in a like, ironic, like kitschy, like it's Valentine's Day, I don't have a Valentine, ha ha ha. And if you did it right with like the right tone and you edited your message a lot of times and you like made it really good, I think that could work.
So you're saying you should do how about we have an ironic Valentine's date?
Squeeze all the desperation out of your words.
Like, yeah.
Love me.
I think you could. I think the right person could make that work. I think you have to go in with an attitude that it's gonna be terrible. But it might not be.
Wait, yeah. You are an online dating person. Did you meet your boyfriend online?
No, I did not.
Okay. I did.
I technically met my boyfriend through work, but would not have dated him had he not contacted me on OkCupid and been like, hey, let's have a drink. And I was like, this is weird because we're Facebook friends and Twitter friends and sure we can hang out, but I have met many people through online dating, and I am a big fan.
So get online. What about you?
Likewise, yeah. I've met several people online, and I think it's great. I think it really just depends on your approach. And
yeah. I have friends who describe bad dates. I'm like, that's not a bad date. that's like a boring date, but no.
Well, yeah, there's a huge difference.
Apparently, there's a new app. It's called Tinder. I don't know how new it is, but Tinder, and it kind of like gets away from the profiling of online dating, and it gets back to the heart of, you know, what happens in person. Are you attracted to someone or not? And it just kind of, you know, starts with that, and then you can get into dialogue a little bit more. But if you're not even attracted to the person to begin with, you don't want to necessarily read their profile and convince yourself that you're into them, you know. So I think,
but some people do photograph really badly.
It's true. I know. Yeah.
You know, I have a really beautiful friend whose pictures are just like,
yeah,
I don't know. Whatever. We're all getting laid on Valentine's Day. I feel pretty sure about that. Anyway, it's been great having you guys. Can you each tell our audience where we can find you, Rachel? Rachel Sugar?
I'm Rachel Sugar, and I'm at The Date Report and Swimmingly and Famously and Nerve.
Damn, you're busy.
In one office. Mm-hmm.
I'm Ashley Montgomery, co-owner of Shag, a sexy shop in Williamsburg, www.weloveshag.com.
I'm Lux Alpdrom. I do a lot of different things. You can follow me at Lux Nightmare on Twitter, or just go to my website, luxalpdrom.com.
Thank you so much for coming in, you guys. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Valentine's
I hope you have me back for Steak and Blowjob Day.
Yes! Thanks, Evan.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.